This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. It's after November 4th. The president had promised that we would no longer be talking about the COVID pandemic because it would just go away after the election. Has any prediction ever been more wrong? COVID positives are up near 200,000 per day. At that rate, the country is on track toward herd immunity without vaccines. Pandemic deniers say that testing just finds more positives and that if we did not test so much, the pandemic would fade away. They claim that most positive cases are just a bad cold. That doesn't explain hospitalizations, which are also now at a record, and where the real story of the pandemic has evolved to. My granddaughter, who works at a Des Moines hospital, tells me that they've been full for over a week with no prospect of that changing. That means if you have any kind of medical emergency, whether that be a heart issue, stroke, or even pregnancy, they do not have a room for you in Des Moines hospitals. Very sick people are waiting in the ER hours for a room. Someone with COVID has to live or die or leave the hospital to create the space for new patients. Many that should be admitted are simply being told to go home. Here in our local community, if you got very ill, they often sent patients to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. That is not going to happen as smoothly as Sioux Falls has one of the highest COVID infection rates in the world. It is a healthcare crisis. It is a healthcare crisis like we've never imagined. Their staff resources are maxed out and becoming exhausted. The rural death rate to COVID-19 is reportedly higher than the urban death rate because of differing hospital resources. They're also stunned at the lack of response from the public, a large segment of which is ignoring this train wreck in progress. They feel as though no one is paying attention to them, including governors. There's also the small stuff that used to be considered critical that has gotten knocked down by priority of the pandemic. My granddaughter works in oncology genetic counseling. She says Zoom medicine is a poor substitute for the real thing. Women are not getting mammograms and colonoscopies are being delayed. When they diagnose cancer 6 months later than they would have otherwise, it becomes more difficult to treat and the success rate declines. Right now, the medical crisis starts with the ER and COVID-19, but ripples throughout the entire healthcare system, negatively impacting public health in general. More patients than those with COVID will die of a heart attack, stroke, cancer, or many other things because of this crisis. More babies will be born in the bathtubs at home because they do not want to risk the ER and a hospital wrecked by COVID. I can come up with a lot of adjectives to describe these people who have blown off this pandemic, including our current president. But I don't think that they care. Some of them who claim to be pro-life do not wear a mask, which is an oxymoron. They are being led by a president who doesn't do shame. We have postponed Christmas on one side of our family until next summer. If they stop allowing those who did not follow health protocols to take up hospital space, that would be one way to ration care and get the message across to them that needs sent. Somehow, when they get sick, they still come to the hospital expecting to be treated. When they do get COVID and do not get deathly ill, they seem to think that means that they were smart after all. The pandemic has sorted out who the human beings are. Vaccines appear to be a real game changer and are just around the corner. Getting them administered to the public will be the next logistical mountain to climb. That requires coordination between administrations that doesn't appear to be happening. There's still a lot to learn about how long immunity lasts. This was from a subscriber. As far as herd immunity, a guy that I buy machinery from has now had COVID-19 for a second time. He was told the first time when symptoms end, you're good to go. Now they are thinking that he never really did get cleared up and it was just flared up again. Much like a chronic in a feed yard, unquote. The death rate relative to hospitalizations has improved, but the chronic rate, which is less talked about, is a big deal. Some people live, but they do not get well. We are fortunate that Asia, with all of our ag major trading partners there, have much better control of the pandemic. They use the same safety protocols that our CDC gave the U.S. public, but in their case, they aggressively executed them from all levels of their government, which ours did not do in a coordinated manner, while many Americans just blew them off. Asian economies are returning to growth ahead of ours. Right now, much of the world looks at us with our comparatively enormous resources and wonders what the heck happened to the Americans. Did we really become the land of the free, home of the brave, and chose to be stupid? That is what it looks like. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.